כן, זכר נשמס אבי מורי יחד ביצור פרחס, זכר נשמס דניאל שיידו בעשו שור פאולק, זכר נשמס שלמה זלמן בן אליהו. Okay, so the packet 9, okay, and you listen to Shear 7. What? 7, you listen to it. Oh,
7?
Packet 7. Yeah. Okay, so Kol HaBosser also Mishas of the Vasha B'chol of Chutz Mibosser Dogim HaGovim. So, right. V'osser L'halos Im HaGvina Al HaShulchan. So this is a halacha that you're not supposed to put the meat and the milk on the table at the same time, because you might come to mix it together somehow. So there's an isser halah. Let's see what Rashi says there at the bottom. Dilma osi l'michlinu ki hadadi, hanadi u'bali be'hadadi. So mix them together and I'll but we're afraid that there'll be some hot milk and you'll put some meat and you'll get mixed. So the Gemara says, "Osul halos." Am Rav Yosef mami na basar of becholov daraisa. That basar of becholov is daraisa. These are kodesh to the rabbanon, because it would be the rabbanon that achila gufa is gezera, ana nigzer halah ato achila. If, right, in other words, if the achil itself is the rabbanon, so it's not mistaber that they're going to make a gezera, a halah of oath, the cholov, and it only says chutz mibasa dogim chagovim, so it's mashmu that oath would also be part of the isra halah, right? And then, so the Gemara has a whole discussion: are we gozer gzeira the gzeira or not? Then the Gemara says, "Maskev la Rav Sheshes sof sof tzoni betzoninu." Asher says it's tzoni. So the Gemara says, "I'm Rabbi Zeir Shem Yaleb Ilfas Roseach." So we're afraid that you're going to have hot milk on the table. Sof-sof klisheinu, klisheinu mevashol, and zeh v'shem yala b'ilfus rishon.
All right.
Yeah, this is mevashol. So, if you look in the Rambam on page 3, it says, v'oser v'halos ha'ofi magvira l'ashulchan, shuloch ha'lalav. Zeru Mishum Heriger Lavera. Shemi Yochel Zaim Zeh. So you're not allowed to put the oath in Magvina. So Ochel on Zeru Shemi Heriger Lavera Shemi Yochel Zeh. Alva Bisha Oath Bechol Vosu Medivere Tzofer. So the Rambam says, even though it's the Rabbanan, we still ask. So it seems that it's, even though normally we're not going to Zeru Lavera, but he's, so the placey on page 4 says, "Chaim loshon Ram Ravgav the Gemara Nemar Shemi Yalav Ilfus Rosech Li Rishon." It's Mashu. It was Gzerat with the Raisa. He Shlomo the Ram Sfilin Cholzev with Rav Yosef. Daik Bachsam Chol with the Raisa. Because that's only Rav Yosef who said it must be that it's a Raisa, the original thing. Amar Rav Yosef Shmami Na Basa Ofis. So according to him, in a Hanami, it's only be the Zeratu Daraisa. But But since we hold Basar Oaf is the Rabbanon, and still we go there, so therefore, so that means they trump the din of Ein Gozer Gzera Gzera, and they make extra hachakas by Basar Chalav, says the place. Okay, so but then the question is, what about other areas? Say, say you have a painter come to your house, right? We did a, not too long ago, we did a painting job. The building makes you do a painting job every once in a while. And then say the painters, you know, have the lunch break. They bring their, so could you say, okay, come eat at the table, I'll eat my lunch, you eat your lunch. So is that a proper thing, or not?
Yes.
We'll see. So it says the Ran, on page 5. So it could be it's only a din by Basar B'Cholov. This is halal. Because Basar B'Cholov is something Basar you normally eat, Cholov you normally eat, so we're afraid it'll get mixed because these are normal consumptions.
Whereas,
say you're eating with a guy, so he's going to bring his wine, and you know.
So he says that's okay.
As Moshe knows, like, talk about that, that it's okay. You know, let him eat his thing, you eat your thing, and
Shalom al,
Shalom al,
Olam.
So he says
he says that you can eat with a guy. So let's see now the Ran Chulin here, page 6 at the bottom.
Rebbe, is it because the guy's food is treif, and therefore it's more clear that it's usser?
Yes, but not kosher, right. It's bedili and shimine.
But if you have kosher cheese and kosher meat.
Kosher milk, so that these are things that you engage in. So then...
But the fact that I'm a very high value, but in the opposite, that since non kosher is usher, so I don't have the same deal. Plus, hello, came around the same people, it's only usher.
Yeah, no.
It's a problem. I'm trying to figure out if it's a problem. It's a problem. If it's made for us, it's a problem. We're both out of sherry and still business.
Because these are things
that usher off the table.
No, there's something else on the table you know not to eat. But basar, you eat, chalav you eat, so you might mix them by mistake.
Okay. So the Tan is mentioning it to tell us that Shar Basar Afilu B'Halal Nami Aser. Okay.
Okay. Now, oh, so there's a famous Rashash, page 8. So what does it say? Osul halos. What's the lashon? See the Mishnah. Ofa ola im lagvina lashuch veinu nechol. So lo ola. Why is it speaks about gvina? And then the Mishnah says on page Kuvdal of the Beis, "Be'ez a shulchan amru b'shulchan she'ochal ochal olav." It's only talking about the table you eat on, but you could, you know, the counter, you could have different things. You also was thinking. Yeah, you were thinking about that. Right, so he's going to make a comment. Shash. From the famous Strashon family. I ever tell you about the library in Vilna, the Strashon Library. That was his mishpacha. Strashon Library. That was a library in Vilna. And Dr. Lyman, Dr. Sid Lyman, you know of Dr. Lyman?
Huh? Yeah, you can let me hear.
Yeah. Dr. Lyman is a big Talmud Chacham. He learned in the Mir Yeshiva in Brooklyn. He's a big scholar. Teaches in Revel. He was teaching in Yale, Brooklyn College. He knows a lot of the big Bikias and Sfarim, and he lives in Pugarn Hills. And he frequents the YU library, so every once in a while when he comes, we have interesting conversations. So we were talking about the Strashon Library, because what happened was a book came out recently, within the past couple of years, of where are the Sfarim of the Strashon Library today. Like, where did they are? These are and back to Rabbi Mandelbaum, Rabbi Beresh Mandelbaum, told me that he believes that the Chafetz Chaim used the Strashon Library. That's where he got all the achronim, you know, that like the achronim that we don't even have, you know, that he had. You know, we don't have to. God, it's the library has the book, but. But in your house, I assume there's no Mama Mordechai, and there's no Yeshua Yaakov, and there's no, you know, these things. So, and he told me also an interesting, Dr. Lyman told me that the Strashon Library was open on Shabbos. Because it was like a base medrash, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you know what I mean? So it was no, so people would come in on Shabbos and you know, use the sarm. So it's interesting, Strashon Library building. So he says, "L'chora, all they madu shavik lishvi the cholov pasach bay." First, it was talking about cholov, and then it goes to gvina. They say, "Uli mustafini somer the dafka nafik the deal cholov to nosely main malin also ala bekli lavik ein tfisa achas." In other words, we're going to see it. Tfisa achas means there's no divide. So, by milk, you have a cup. So that itself is a divide. But by cheese, there's no cup. Cheese is on the plate. So there's no divide between that and the meat. So maybe that's more of a svara to... Yeah, so that's what he's saying, seemingly saying, right? Well, so let's see. So look in the Rafival Cohen's. Rafival Cohen, Bali Ashulchan, page 9. My father grew up on the same block as Rafival Cohen in East New York. East New York was a thriving Jewish community. Today, it's not a Jewish community. My father, the Chronicle of Rock, always used to speak about it. So I said to him, "So take me there once. Let's see it." So he said, one condition, we don't get out of the car. And he took me and to different places where he used to live, and all the shuls that he davened in, and all of them are in churches now. I mean, this was several years ago that he took me. But East New York, you know, Brownsville, that was where the Jewish, big Jewish community was. And that it's part of Brooklyn. East New York is a section of Brooklyn. So what happened was, he told me, my father, that he grew up with a five-o kohen, and he heard he became a very big Tanna Chacham, but he wasn't sure if it was the same person. So I said, you know, we're gonna go one day. I'll take you to a Shabbos Hagadol Drasha or something like that. Then afterwards, you'll schmooze with a five-o and see if it's the same person. So my father said, the second he started speaking, he knew it was the same person. Because he remembers as a kid, the Rifamal Cohen had a space between his two middle teeth. It was still there. So he knew right away. And there she is last, so it says in the Biurim, Maria Shulchan, she is last, come to show Sechol of our Shul. So he says, he thinks it's really us when you have milk. Kain Hefek, Shalcha Bossi, Yishla, Allah, Allah, Shulchan, Kol Shulchan, Beish Lassar, rather. In other words, he thinks even a cup, a few bucks of shacholov, usogar, hafshel tamo shal rashi yevenim, yisrael alo mishum tohashin sheimu ha-gadodi yishlom tohcholov, shebekos kol shekei shebuck of sogar leikul ha-mechas lohachim chomokam, tamo shal mechabe shum kudas haran, tohashin sheyokol, yichol ha-nipsa la-shulchan, nira de-osar, v'chol gavri. In other words, the question is, is the thing that they might come to touch, like Rashi or the Ran says, where Choshesh that you're going to just pick from different things on the table and put them all together. So then it shouldn't matter, a cup, not a cup, because you're going to take from everything on the table. So he says the nafkin. In other words, he says machlokas Rashi and the Ran. What's the pshat of the halal? Is it because things it might get mixed together or touched together, or that you're going to put from different things? The Ran. So that was a different Ran. Yeah, the Ran is second bottom. Dilma also in the Mechlid or Mahade Hadadi. Because you come to eat it together, meaning you come to take. No, he says Rashi, he says, is that it might get my touch. So, what's the lotion of Rashi? Let's see the lotion. Yoma osi lo mechlenu ki adadi de kadagi, bali mahadadi. So, he's saying that they'll come to touch. The other thing is we might come to mix them together.
Rabbi, what about placemats?
Yeah, so we're going to see.
You know, like if you're having multiple people having different kinds.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. And then he quotes the Rabbi. So he thinks it's Asur, the final comment. And he thinks that... and then he quotes the Rashash. That says not that way. That it's only maybe by cheese. And maybe it's totally in the Rashi and the Ran. No, because Rashi uses Lashon Dilma Nogi Hadadi Boli Me Hadadi. Whereas the other way is you actively are going to, you know, like you go to a bed, you have different things, you put them all together on your plates. You mix everything, you get a little of the sesame chicken with the rice and a little of the thing, and the other thing, the elk roll. So he says that's the pshat and the ram. The Rashi's, they're going to just touch each other. Hey! Hey! Go ahead. So, and then he discusses also chai, raw meat. It's not the derech. Even to aim in a derech is manenu. Lechol basar chai. So according to Rashi, so then he says, "Tafel das Rashi, ain't enough community." He said, "Tafel zay yesh locher sheyigo yigum hadadi." Aval das mechaber l'chorin tam leser b'zer kibet elect l'beich Hashem yov alachlo. Aval yesh lomu tafel mechaber. So he wants to say that the child of the Ra, Rashash, is. Works good with too much because of Das Rashi. I should say, but we'll not call call of came in because like with Hashash and the Gia. So, according to the Rashi and the Rashash, work out good together because it's not gonna less of a chance that they'll touch each other. Because Rashi might come to touch, so. No, so that's the point. It's not going to touch. That's why it's good. His main thing is that according to Rashi, works good with Rashash. That they only come to touch by the Gvina. Yeah, he's saying for is a Vibash Kosha, but that's Rashi, as he sharpened the Lonoka call of the saving the call of Kimchi, this to be close, like a Hashash and the Gia. Put the Lalos of Boss on the Shok and shows the call of the Mokal Ladina, they were the Lahmir Kedasaran. Because according to Rashi, if it's in a cup, it's not going to touch. If it's like you have the cheese, so you're going to put a little cheese on the plate, you'll put a little egg roll and the sesame chicken. Okay. And then let's take a look at the Shut Harashba. Page 11. Goy, Masha Yochel Chemtzel Bebeso Shal Yisrael. Right, say you have a goy in your house for Pesach. So could he eat his tuna sandwich bread in your house? Mishar Yisrael Anichel Achlis Chomitz Shaitan Kavarzosh Overlov Kulsovi Toivel Vesecholov. So he says, "Don't bar her that." Shemikabel pikdonos min hagoyim, shulkibel alav achrais. Right? If you didn't mekabel achrais, so then you could have it in your house. So lo el shadira b'kashi kichel b'ayis afilu mekabel achrais mutter. So you see from the Gemara that they were able to have chametz in the house if you were mekabel achrais. There's a famous Vilna Gaon that says that. That's only mechametz al goy, because the Rashi says psachim shalchay yarok torah aval tafor shalachim shal kavua is referring to mechametz al goy. But why does it he say to even mechametz Yisrael shalokibah achrayis? They said, because Chamash of Yisrael, you're not allowed to have it in your house, even if you were not the Kabbalah of Christ. Then he says, Sof Dovak Shanim Talomar, he a field below Imo Anano Kaimel Hachi Allah, Christ of the Mice in Bigamar, Vidach, his low Oshiva Minel, yeah, Rakan Bol of Mishamra, etc. But Bada Azala Slosim, so he says, you can have the guy in the house, even though he's eating Chametz. But Bada Azala Losim Allah Shulchan. But shouldn't be with him on the same table. The Karav Hadover Lovel de Pshia came in Shemakir and Zed Zed. Roshay Yisrael Machbir al Goy Shal Yochel Bishalo. Can a Goy go Yach? Whereas if it's a Goy, then you know. So, you know, you're Hamish. Roshay Yisrael Machbir al Goy Shal Yochel Bishalo. Can a Goy go Yachbir al Lof? Feel him Hefzik Mapa Osir. Khan came in Shechametz Mashu Rochel Fushal. And he says that Chametz Mashu Zasa, so you shouldn't be on the shofar together.
Maybe the
Ram would
be here. It's also.
Yeah, the Ram is saying it's only because yeah, right. So he's Lord Medili. Yes, Lord Medili, right. Yeah. And let's look in the Orchas Chaim of Aaron Hatoyin of Mudil. Then he says, "A few wrote to Akum Liknas Chavis Machol Beisur Shul. So Mutar a few on Shulchan Echad. So he says, ooh, he says even on Shulchan Echad it's Mutar. Karv Hadav LaHatye. Then Matzav Echad. It's Zul Mishnei Echad Noy. Shama a few like a Hefsek B'Tati. Yeah. Karv Hadav.
That means
positive. Karv Hadav. So let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch." Page 13. Right? We pass them like the Rambam, whoever goes in Zera to Zera. And then, based on the Gemara, he says, had the Osir, Lalosa, Al Shulchan, Davke, Mishne, Bene, Adam, Habakirim, Zed, Zed. They know each other. I feel him like Peter was all that. But, you know, but even though, like, I don't want you to really take my lunch and I don't want to really take your lunch. You know, but we know each other. So once we know each other, you know, then slip, you know, and I'll take your potato chips and you'll take my, exactly. Feel him like Peter tells that. Well, it's annoying. Shame I came to that. But say you're, in an inn, and you're in strangers. But that it's mutter because there's no chashash you're going to take. Feel makirin in also shum heker because you're shalo. But if you're eating on a separate cloth, we're not eating on the same tablecloth. We're eating on a separate. Feel ochlim on mapa achas. Mostly within pas or you put a heker. Between the two, the care is mutter. So he says, so the din of the Yikim Shnei Bnei Adam is if they're Makirim. If they're not Makirim, then it's mutter. And even if they're Makirim, you put a heker, then it's okay. That's the post control. That's similar to the heker by. Chasnida, that when you you have to put a heker between the husband and the wife when she's eating alone at the table. You have to put a heker. It's only if they're eating alone. If someone else with them, they don't need a heker. But say you're just eating lunch with your wife, house, So then you should have, there should be a heker between the two of you. But everybody says it should, we're pointing to the same, it should be some height. It shouldn't be just like a credit card.
How high?
Tefach. It's not a halacha motion, we see that, you know what I mean? Tefach. But he says it should be something that you'll be noticeable. Rabbi Bari once told me a very important yisod that people don't realize, but I think it's Amos Lamito. Because we know, you'll hear this from me, Be'ez Hashem, next year at Hilchas Nida. And I think you'll be masking. But this is the following yisod. Now, first of all, there's machlokes, but the din of heker is only, you know, in a small table or even a big table, because those days they used to have a table for two, you know. But if there's someone else with you at the table, then it's not considered an intimate meeting, so therefore. Yeah, so one second. So, but Rav Abadi, but if there's somebody else at the table, not. But Rav Abadi thought, and I think he's 100% right, that if you take your wife out to dinner at the restaurant, which is Anita, and there are a lot of people around, it's full of people, right? You're sitting at a small private table, the two of you, there should be a chiyuv ben adin to have a heker. But say, please, you take out for her birthday, you take out for her anniversary, she was, you know what I mean? Right, he said that. But that's what, but you hear the word. He said, because some people think, oh, there are people around, so, but that's the ultimate intimacy, is to have a small private table, the two people, that's much more, it's much more of a close, what's the whole idea? The whole idea is that when you're eating together, that's a camaraderie. And we're afraid that you're going to forget she's Anita. So when we finish eating, then you're going to go be intimate together. So therefore, you have to have a constant reminder while you're eating together that she's Anita. So substantively, something doesn't happen. But Maisa, if you're eating at the small table, that's goofy. What some Rishonim say is that, or perhaps putting some runners at the only time that there's as it is, as opposed to this big table for you eating it together. So two of them together, table two. You know, you never go to a table two unless you somebody, you know, it's going to be a kiruv, but it's a table either with your wife or a friend that you're eating together. But you're not going to, you know, you can have a big table with a stranger like somebody. I think it's a good use of it. So then you have to do it in a way that's not going to embarrass your wife that. You know, that you have something on the table. No. Let me explain to you. So that's what you have to hear this year. It's not removed because of embarrassment. It's removed because when you're eating together, that's a measure of, what I said before, of camaraderie. That could cause something more. The other things.
Passing an assault.
No.
If no one's around. Okay.
No, passing, you might come to touch each other. And therefore, once there's touching, that could also trigger something in you. Understand? So it's not. So since the other thing is about being in an intimate, you know, environment, so that when you're not in an intimate environment, the whole thing doesn't apply. But the other parchak is about touching. So touching, even if you're touching, you follow what I'm saying. But that's. Yeah, I don't know. Did I say that by? I don't know if they say that.
Sharing food. Someone else around, you should share. Same guy that married me.
Right.
They always quote this as, you can have a shoulder.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Chazal b'shut beis Yaakov in the Prima Gada, page 16. What if you ate meat and you have to wait 6 hours and someone else is eating cheese? So also, because maybe he'll give you some of his cheese. He's very disheartened. He doesn't think people are miserable. Maybe this is a cool halogas reading. The whole thing of 6 hours is exertion. This will be too much of a, maybe it's too much of a chumra to ask ala shulchan when it's when it's just a question of 6 hours and you're not really eating together. Yeah, the Dakei Tshuva, page 19, on the bottom says, Ayin Ber Tetev, Tshuva Space Yaakov, the Misha Ochel Basar, Neim Edvar Mashmatavka, Misha Ochel Achshav Basar, is eating Basar now. Mayim and Tshuva Space Yaakov, Shirin Dapsha, Edo Ochel Achshav Basar, Achshav, Tach She Shaos, etc. So that was, and then further down, he says in the Hecker, and he says, "I aim to say from Beged Lubosh." That's a good name for a sefer, Beged Lubosh. The chidush of the sefer says, "Shavi Raim Yisivir Lo Mahani Hekera Shnei Bnei Adam." Right, the Gemara talks about in Tosfos by Nida, Hecker might only work with the two people, so each one has a seichel. But then it helps Hecker. Because you have two people realizing that, so if one forgets that she's in need, then the other one can remind us. Page 20 on the bottom. Sivkat Yud Ches, by the arrow. Aval halos basa on shukru cha'odim echar ola. Say, but say I'm eating alone at the table. I'm eating meat, but there's cheese on the table. So then there's one seichel here. There's no two seichels here. They is here. So maybe heck is not going to work. You have to make sure to take off the cheese. Maybe heck is when there's shnei deis. When the base deis. By Kadmon Jem Kal, save a Kal Yehuda has fighting. That's the sugya there. Shnei, you know, sleeping in bed together with your wife, he be bigda. So that's the discussion, the shnei deis or whatever, the maisa we machmir. But yeah, in other words, there are two people there who have, so then you can have a hecker because each one will, you know about the other one. Now what about a shomer? So the parsha says, v'yikachem av v'chalav. Ben Bokar Shahsa. So Rav Shechter likes to build the Malbim. Ben Bokar that he made it with the Sefer Yitzira. So it was Parv. Because it was made with the Sefer Yitzira. Yeah, the first year I was in the Shir, he asked that on the Machina. He asked that on the Machina. The first year I was in Shechter Shir. He asked on the Machina of Ben Bokar Shahsa. What did we learn from there? That means he made it, because the Shaila is, what is he eating, milk and conflations together? So he made it with the Sefer Yetzirah. So it wasn't an animal that was born from another animal. It was an animal that was born from the Sefer Yetzirah. The Malbim says this. And the Mele, it's Parv.
Where else?
The Chacham Tzvi has a tshuva about with Rava Bora Gavra. Where it says it's in Hedron. So the question is whether he counts for a minion. If you create somebody with the Sefer Yetzira, does he count for a minion?
For
right. Very good. So it says, so if you look in the page 22, the Lev Aryeh, that's a classical sefer in Chulin. The Michal Katz, that's all. He used to use the Lev Aryeh. The Michal Katz, he was a Rosh Hashiva here for decades. Decades and decades. Who was his father? The Degel Reuven, who was the Rosh Hashiva of what? Lomja, in Petach Tikva, who was the Masada Kedushin for Rav Chaim Kanievsky. You know that? He was a Goy Noilum. He used to give a certain point of his life, he just gave Kulin Shir. Every year he gave Kulin Shir. Through your cycle, whatever. He's also, whatever. The Dagel Ruvi, yeah. It was the Masada Kedusha. Was it?
Yeah.
For Rechaim?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Dagel Ruvi. So it says, but the Lev Aryeh is a different word. It says, obviously, it was halal, bosom, and bean, and we can't have a column, and the mother shall be paid with them. Or have Avram came and filled bits of the Rabbana. So, how did Avram violate the Asri Lahalos Biachan? He was violating halal, Shulchan. Ulam fear much because of the Israel law who wrote Machmas Nazera, Shumachim, King Yishalok alone, the Gnodom Echad Obeid Etzlo. But if you have a Shomer, the Shabro Shul Yochel Mutar from Bob Gazer, they current or Hanir. Right? You're not allowed to learn by the candle, you know, the oil candle of Shabbos, because you might come to the right? If you violate Tabara, we make an omen of Shabbos Mutar. So when somebody's watching, even though they did the mitzvahs, there was no tzivoy, so it's like only had the status like a drabana, where there's no tzivoy either. Everything was Rabban. Yeah, Basar Ov, even though it's Rabban, but still there's the Rices around in the world. He's a called Mantora, that was a behemoth rock, commits to the Rabban. Like Rabbi Shubisa, the Rice, Kaplo Gazrin was the Allah at Wahila. Shabri Asam Avram, Menom Mirchel, came there and then he died in Bursha Rachim.
This is only part of the Rashi. The court of the Ram is not a part of the Rashi. He's giving it as an undo to the technical errors. The court tells us that we're talking about the errors. But you see that our reveal is only the Rashi. The Rashi is the
going to touch. Right.
And the Ram is the word they're going
to eat. Right.
So this channel is only a channel of Rashi.
Yeah, why is that?
Because the Ram is not eating.
Who's on it?
And if Eric's on the eat, bust the hub together, that's not an issue.
Right.
It's under the side. It gets hot behind.
But according to what sheet is, it is a problem.
So when you're Rashi, you're never allowed to put bust the hub to do it. Right. So
there's
a Rashi, you'll put the bust the hub
on the bus. No, the Rashi says because they're going to touch.
That's what he says. Rashi says it's a must.
Well, but no, but then he continues. It says that they're going to touch on. No, they, yeah, right. But first they're going to touch. But there's the rods. Yeah. So, but he's assuming that they were like. Well, that's the question whether what they were, who they were.
That's right. I don't
need all the questions. Yeah. Okay. Okay, everyone says so. So he's saying that if Shomer works.
That's our goal.
I mean, there's a discussion before that post came about a Shomer.
Yeah, we
keep it here at the last number. Yeah. So, but what down where the Shomer here about yeah, about a Shomer. Practically, it's not so practical. One second. Because it's not so practical. We have a show over there.
I'm having every other person in the other thing. For me, I'm getting closer to the people on either side of me. And it goes around the table. So, in that kind of thing, do we need to have a hacker between each one of us with a serial box? Each person? Or can we just say, since there's so many people, the fire are all going to be shut, everybody.
Okay, sorry, Keith.
Like, I have my Shabbos. My Shabbos is out.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, everybody, so we'll have Shia tomorrow at 10 o'clock, that's the show.
Two separate domains.
Yeah. Okay. So should I shut it off and put it back on? How do we work? You'll do. Okay. Okay. So tomorrow, Bez Hashem, back at 10 o'clock.